bacterium methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, which we most of us better know as MRSA, has been the big villain of hospital-acquired infections. It's resistant to common antibacterial drugs, and it seems to infect otherwise healthy people. And it's also spread out from hospitals into the community. It's a big problem because you can keep catching Staph aureus many times throughout your life. But now scientists in Boston have spotted a chink in its armour, and that means there's potentially a way to make a vaccine. Here's Jerry Peer. He's at Harvard Medical School.
The major work has been on infections caused by bacteria. We've focused on two specific types, Staphylococcus aureus, of which one form is MRSA, and another organism called Pseudomonas aeruginosa, which is quite common organism. It's found in water, but fortunately, only in certain situations does it really cause a bad infection.
Why is Staph and MRSA such a problem?
It's a little bit difficult to say why it has become a bigger problem recently. Some of the issues seem to be just greater exposure. More people seem to be carrying MRSA. It's basically, for years and years and years, was pretty much only found in people in the hospital. Now it's clearly out in people in the community, so it's spreading more.
How many people have got it?
About 30% of people carry Staphylococcus aureus in their nose. A smaller percentage, maybe around 2 to 5%, carry MRSA, but that's more than it used to be. So even though that sounds like a small number, when you think of all the people out there, it's really a large number of people overall.
So what are you doing to try and stop that?
One of the factors that has been very useful in making vaccines has been to extract the materials that bacteria put out on their outer surface. And that allows us to immunize individuals and get immune responses, usually antibodies, that can cause the bacteria to be killed. So we've discovered that there is a specific type of surface material. It's actually a sugar molecule. Scientists call it a polysaccharide. That if we chemically change it somewhat, it causes a very good immune response, and those antibodies are then capable of killing the staph and preventing infections or perhaps limiting infections so that they don't become as severe.
So what you're saying is that people who don't have this vaccine, there's something about the surface of the staph that stops you making an effective immune response normally?
Correct. It turns out that one of the ways that bacteria avoid causing an immune response that would kill them is to trick your body, if you will, into making the wrong kinds of antibodies. So the bacteria don't care that you have those antibodies because they don't harm the bacteria. So our job has been to try and figure out how to get the right kinds of antibodies that will kill the bacteria.
Do you know how they thwart the immune system in that way?
It's a little bit complicated because it involves looking at this very detailed structure of this sugar molecule that coats the bacteria. But in general, what we find is that the sugar molecule has projections from the sides, and those projections are involved in causing the non-killing or bad antibodies to form. And those antibodies then, they bind to the bacteria okay, but they don't cause other factors of the immune system to stick to the bacteria, and these other factors are essential for killing. So it's the structure of this sugar molecule overall that gets the wrong kinds of antibodies mostly made. And what we've done is we've changed the structure so we get antibodies that then bring in these other factors that are needed to kill the bacteria.
And so you're just injecting people not with bacteria but with the chemicals from the surface of the bacteria that drive this response?
Well, so far we've only injected mice, rabbits, and monkeys, although we're fortunate that there is movement towards making this into a human vaccine, and optimistically would hope perhaps within 2 or 3 years we'll see our first humans immunized with this material. So it's going in the right direction, but so far we only have data from animals.
Will the same chemical trick work on other infections? Because it's not just staph that make us ill, is it?
Well, we're fairly optimistic that that is the case. We've shown with our laboratory studies that the same vaccine can be effective against E. coli, which is also another common cause of infections in the hospital. The bacteria that causes whooping cough also makes this. the organism that causes plague makes it. And then there's a lot of other organisms that have become quite problematic in the hospital setting because they're very resistant to the antibiotic drugs that we commonly use to treat infections. And in some cases, we don't have any antibiotics at all. And we're hoping our vaccine or perhaps antibodies we make in the lab might be effective against these microbes as well.
Do you think there's any risk that the bacteria could, once you start treating large numbers of people with this, could become resistant? Because bacteria change very rapidly. They've become resistant to lots of antibiotics. Could they thwart your vaccine?
This is always a possibility. What one tries to do when you make a vaccine is to make it out of something that the organism has to have. And if it stops making it, then it can no longer cause infections. In our laboratory studies, we've shown that if Staphylococcus doesn't make this material, it's much less able to cause an infection. So we're hoping that'll be the case, but we're still a ways away from really knowing that with any certainty.
So a vaccine to prevent MRSA could be just about round the corner by blocking the bacteria's ability to fool our defences. Let's hope so. That was Jerry Peer, and he's a researcher at Harvard Medical School.